It is their MO to undermine the administration and to undermine Democrats. They're a propaganda outfit, but they call themselves news. A former Fox employee. On August 2, 2009, on board the six-star luxury liner, Crystal Serenity, somewhere in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, Fox News' Washington, D.C. managing editor Bill Salmon rose to address supporters of Hillsdale College, a conservative institution located just over 100 miles west of Detroit. His audience had paid between $11,800 and $37,600 per couple to listen to an all-star lineup of conservative journalists and scholars as they traveled from Venice to Athens via Istanbul. Salmon was the featured speaker. He began with some joking remarks, speculating that conservative political consultant Mary Matlin, who was on board the ship simply on vacation, might have mischievously arranged to have her husband, liberal James Carville, along to save his ideological soul. Then Salmon made a startling admission. You know, speaking of mischief, last year, candidate Barack Obama stood on a sidewalk in Toledo, Ohio, and first let it slip to Joe the plumber that he wanted to, quote, spread the wealth around. At that time, I have to admit that I went on TV, on Fox News, and publicly engaged in what I guess was some rather mischievous speculation about whether Barack Obama really advocated socialism, a premise that privately I found rather far-fetched. At the time Salmon made these mischievous speculations, he was Fox News' Washington deputy managing editor, and it was his job to oversee the reporting of the news on one of our country's major cable networks. Yet here, in front of a friendly audience, on a luxury cruise, an ocean away from the United States, he was candidly, nonchalantly admitting to consciously misrepresenting the ideology of a presidential candidate to Fox's audience days before an election. Emails we obtained from that time, written by Salmon and a Fox producer, show that this calculated smear against Obama was not an on-air slip, but part of a coordinated campaign of deception. Not only had Salmon personally appeared on the network to make these charges against Barack Obama, but he had also sent an email to journalists who worked for him, encouraging them to cover the Democratic candidate's racial obsessions and supposed connections to Marxism. From Salmon, Bill, sent Monday, October 27, 2008, 1:02 p.m. 2. 069 Politics, 169 Special Report, 030 Root, FoxNews.com. Subject, FYI, Obama's references to socialism, liberalism, Marxism, and Marxists in his autobiography, Dreams from My Father, plus a couple of his many self-described racial obsessions. To avoid being mistaken for a sellout, I chose my friends carefully. The more politically active black students, the foreign students, the Chicanos, the Marxist professors and structural feminists. Obama writing about his time at Occidental College in Dreams. After his sophomore year, Obama transferred to Columbia University. He lived on Manhattan's Upper East Side, venturing to the East Village for the socialist conferences I sometimes attended at Cooper Union, he recalled. Adding, much of what I absorbed from the 60s was filtered through my mother, who to the end of her life would proudly proclaim herself an unreconstructed liberal. After graduating from Columbia in 1983, Obama spent a year working for a consulting firm and then went to work for a Ralph Nader offshoot in Harlem. In search of some inspiration, I went to hear Kwame Ture, formerly Stokely Carmichael of SNCC and Black Panther fame, speak at Columbia. At the entrance to the auditorium, two women, one black, one Asian, were selling Marxist literature. During this period, according to Obama, he began a serious romantic relationship. There was a woman in New York that I loved. She was white. Obama wrote in Dreams, we saw each other for almost a year, on the weekends mostly, sometimes in her apartment, sometimes in mine. You know how you can fall into your own private world? Just two people, hidden and warm. Your own language, your own customs. But Obama said the relationship was doomed by the racial difference. I pushed her away, he recalled. The emotion between the races could never be pure. Even love was tarnished by the desire to find in the other some element that was missing from ourselves. Whether we sought out our demons or salvation, the other race would always remain just that, menacing, alien, and apart. In June 1985, Obama was interviewed in New York by Marty Kaufman, a community organizer from Chicago. Obama recalled, "There was something about him that made me wary. A little too sure of himself, maybe. And white." Less than 90 minutes later, Salmon was on Fox engaging in mischievous speculation, claiming Barack Obama was drawn to Marxists, and he was drawn to liberals, and he was drawn to socialists by his own admission as a young man. The next morning, Salmon appeared on the network's morning show, Fox and Friends, to reiterate his far-fetched theory about Obama's Marxism and racial obsessions. Memos from the show's producers reveal that the entire third segment was built around his email.